Saturday, August 27th, 2022. Heavy day at a high heart rate. We've got overhead squats and we've got 500 meter rows. And it's not only a heavy day at a high heart rate, it's also interval work. Worlds colliding. It's going to be fantastic. We've done this workout before and we did it on October 8th, 2021, if you want to go back and check. The workout is 5 intervals, each for time, of 7 overhead squats and a 500 meter row. Just you knock it out as quick as you can. And then between each interval, you rest either a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work to rest interval. So for example, let's say that it takes you 3 minutes to do the 7 overhead squats and a 500 meter row. Well, a 1-to-1 work to rest interval would be that exact same period of time. Took you 3 minutes to do an interval, you're going to rest 3 minutes, then do the next interval. A 1-to-2 work to rest would be doubling it, resting 6 minutes. And if that seems like too much, it's not. The extra rest just allows you to recover more, to be stronger on the squats, and to bring the heat on the rower. So it's a great, great thing. And you can rest anywhere between that, right? Anywhere from a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2. For the overhead squat, absolutely, you know, feel free to use a rack if you so desire on those overhead squats for sure. And it's prescribed as 60 to 70% of your 1 rep max overhead squat is the recommended loading on the barbell. Those 7 should be a loading that you can do unbroken. And if you can't do those 7 unbroken, you're gonna wanna go ahead and lower the weight to what's appropriately challenging for you. Drop that barbell, hop on the rower, and get after it. We also have today as a 2-person team version if you're interested in that. And we have other equipment conversions in case you can't row and you're gonna run or be in the bike or something like that. We've got a video showing the overhead squat and the rowing. Super fitness robots for this, is the men's and women's times are a bit different based upon the rower. So for men, super fitness robot, 2 minutes or less per round. Wow. Women, 2 minutes, 20 seconds or less per round. Also wow. More likely, men, 2 minutes and 45 seconds or less per round. Women, 3:05 or less per round. The scaled option today is precisely the same as the workout of the day, except for it puts the bike in there instead of the rower, in case that's the option that you want to choose. Just click on wildcard option and you are good to go. Scaled option today, 5 intervals each for time of 7 front squats or back squats at 50 to 75% of your 1 rep max and a 500 meter row. Still 5 intervals, still the same work to rest ratio and all that stuff. But in case the overhead squat is not your friend, you've got some shoulder issues, some mobility issues that I'm sure you're continuing to work on, but you're not gonna really be able to go heavy enough today to make it a heavy day at a high heart rate, it won't be challenging enough, then you can go ahead and do that scaled option of front squats or back squats. And it's also infinitely scalable. You can knock the loading down even more if you want. You can ease back on the rower. And because how much you push the pace on the loading and push it on the rower is really going to determine the ferocity of this workout. And so that in and of itself is infinitely scalable. We've got videos showing the front and back squat, limited equipment option, 5 intervals each for time, 12 dumbbell thrusters, 400 meter run, same work to rest ratio. How great does that sound? Pair of 50 pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women. Love the dumbbell thruster, I actually do. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot would be 2 minutes and 10 seconds or less per interval. More likely, 3 minutes and 15 seconds or less per interval. No equipment workout. 5 intervals, each for time. The 30-second handstand hold. I mean, open floor, if you can do it, great. Against a wall, against a tree. 40 air squats and a 400-meter run. 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work to rest interval between each so you can really hit the run. And then I put, you can handstand hold for 30 seconds, but if you're not quite there yet, just hold the top of a push-up for 60 seconds. That will be challenging. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Back squat or front squat, heavy set of 7, a heavy set of 5, a heavy set of 3, resting 2 to 4 minutes between each set. And then the other part of the optional accessory work has 3 pieces, you would choose one. either descent from handstand variations, watch that video and just play around at whatever part is appropriate for you, or an overhead carry, locking out a barbell, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells overhead, marching 100 feet with that locked out overhead, resting a couple minutes doing it a second time, resting a couple minutes doing it a third time, you choose the load. Or your final option would be handstand holds and or walking. Just accumulating 2 to 4 minutes, either open floor or against a wall, or just simply practicing handstands. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, as well as the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. That basically closes out August, I mean, almost. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for your continued effort and support. I truly appreciate it. It is my honor to serve you. The Lynchpin community brings me immense pride, and we'll keep doing it. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you on Monday.